Welcome to the Self-Study Project, a podcast to deepen your practice through reflection with co-hosts Jenna Baird and Stephanie Gibson.
Today, we are talking about pretty much the biggest thing that we're witnessing happening right now, and that is the need for compassion, the we versus me movement happening right now, which for Jenna and I think means a lot different than what it might sound like it means. And just seeing that even during, especially during COVID-19, we seem to be in a form of a world war, but it's a civil world war, meaning that it's people against people, fueled by political agendas, masked by medical expertise, and we're attacking each other. And it's fascinating and it's heartbreaking, and it's not where the change needs to be. No matter what your position is medically, politically, your stance, this is what we're talking about with me, we, and the need for compassion. Has this been your world, Jenna?
Yeah, we're in interesting times, aren't we? It's like really, there's so much around this time about seeing how things are operating and really the dysfunction and maybe the lack of compassion. And what I'm finding is that there's this really, this time is about getting uncomfortable, it feels like. Mm-hmm. And right, because all change happens mm-hmm. from that space of like, ooh, this doesn't feel right. This feels uncomfortable. But right now, there is just such this kind of war on information and trying to sort through things and maneuver. And what I'm finding that what I've really sat with, because right, don't we find that all of our triggers start showing up? And so mm-hmm. it's like, what I have found to be true is that it always comes back to self-study, doesn't it? So the podcast, mm-hmm. I'm like, this is what it's really so much about, is a self-reflection and self-study. It's like, why don't I feel good? You know, what mm-hmm. feels, and our whole world is uprooted, I feel like. Mm-hmm. So, right, we're talking about root chakra energy right now. It's yeah. like, we're so uprooted. And then now what happens in uprooting, right? We're going to feel panic. We're going to feel scared. We're going to put fear, and then the blame, the attack, that here comes the fight, you know? And so this is yeah. where we'll be able to talk throughout this time about what the root chakra is telling us and how mm-hmm. we can maybe manage that so that we could rise to our compassion, because we really have to address, you know, the roots mm-hmm. before we can even get up to that compassionate space. It's like,
which
what
is
am
more
I fearful?
Heart chakra. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I love that you used so many words that I know were not, they hold their own definition, but they weren't intentionally used, but they say exactly what we need to say. And like what you said, the whole world is uprooted. And then, you know, root chakra. And then there is the how hard it is to digest the world around us. Now we're moving into the symptoms as we have this imbalance in our sense of security, which is root chakra. Our expression of joy and creation and freedom and the ability to control our own lives, or at least ourselves. That's the bottom three chakras. And there's that transition into the heart before we move into the upper chakras, which is more like the heavens, and the ground chakras being more like the earth. And then there's that middle. And it's the filter from which we should move through dealing with people and consequences and hardships. But we have, you know, even just like what you said in a post recently about our upcoming about this podcast, is the compassion for self and others. But that part about self is that while there's a war on information, and while we're trying to fight, and usually the first way that people fight is by looking externally for the problem. So they're like, you know, how can I attack? How can I retaliate? I feel injured. What's that book that we read in YTT about the thorn?
Oh, yeah. It's The Untethered Soul. Yeah.
By Michael Singer, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And where it, you know, it talks about, what, if you haven't read it, it's amazing. Required read for our YTT. And it wasn't it required read, or was it just part of the workshop? I don't know. We read yeah. it. But and where it talked about, you know, we all have these thorns that we've accumulated throughout time. Sometimes we've given them to ourselves. Sometimes they've been created perhaps by life circumstance and programmings and whatnot, and people are coming into your life and they are moving a thorn and just literally physically imagine a thorn being moved a bit. It's going to hurt a lot. And yet we blame them for touching our thorns rather than us taking personal responsibility to remove the thorn, to then heal the wound and no longer be triggered by people poking our thorns. And because we, and this is the we and me again, it's the that we as an individual have the personal responsibility, the me responsibility to handle, to self-reflect, to have compassion, and then to heal our own wounds so we are less triggered by other people. And when something comes up, we take time to reflect instead of react. And right now, it's all about reaction and how can I hurt you and you and what you're threatening me and the world being so uprooted, like you said, in root chakra. There is a lot of physical symptoms that people are actually experiencing that that are so much a reflection of your body trying to protect you. So I've got a lot of people coming to me because they've gained a lot of weight, and people are making it a joke that it's the COVID quarantine diet or something like that. You know, the quarantine, our quarantine diet, you know, it's added a few pounds or whatever. And I may have even, you know, reflected on that a little bit initially without taking the time to reflect that it is your body's way of listening to you. Anytime you send biochemistry, which is thoughts that create emotions that create chemicals like pharmaceuticals do, and they replace missing chemicals in your body, and it creates this physical change. And so our biochemistry is listening, and our body is showing the signs of the need for safety, the need for foundation, the need for security. And the best way to do that is fat. And so we are getting wider. We are eating foods that make us feel more grounded, whether that be bread and starch and pasta and alcohol. And it just makes you feel super, super grounded, not really as much in the head, not really even full of energy, because where are you going to take that energy? You're at home. So there is so much that if we had compassion for the and adoration for the fact the body listening to you. And now if you'd like to shift that, you know, it's like, okay, I release this. I can find my own sense of security within my own personal responsibility to my health and wellness. And it's not to blame. It's again, even just blame to say that, you know, oh, I've put on 10 pounds because of COVID. Like that's not true. You've perhaps expanded your sense of roots and chakras because your body listened to your need for security and foundation. But I've seen so many people, I mean, that's not as much, a lot of people relate to that experience, quite frankly, as opposed to attack the other person for gaining weight. But there's so much, haven't you seen just so much lack of compassion for the self in the way that our bodies have changed? Everyone keeps saying, like, you just wear yoga pants, we're out of jeans now. Like, they don't fit the jeans anymore. It's like, but the attack on others, whether it be for the way we're eating, to judge somebody like this should be a time for us to be this way or that way. And then, I don't know.
There's so much shaming going on. And like, and isn't that fascinating too about shaming, because shaming happens from an unhealed root chakra, right? So we shame ourselves, we shame others. And I, just as you were talking, had a wonderful opportunity to, I was in the kitchen and my oldest daughter had one of her really good friends over, and they were talking about some really, and I was just kind of overhearing, and they were talking about body shaming and how there's so much pressure and why can't women, you know, we can be beautiful and be different sizes. And so they had this really healthy idea around it. And they're like, you know, talking about eating healthy because, you know, it's, because it makes you feel better. And so it was this really nice, it's like, okay, there's hope in the future right there.
And they're freshmen, right?
Yeah, freshmen. Mm-hmm.
And so they're freshmen or they just graduated?
They, one is going to be a freshman, and then my daughter is going to be a sophomore next year. And they'll,
Gosh, that's so fantastic. And it's so, much to do with their parents. Well done.
Yay. I know. And it makes me happy for sure. And in a world where we know that they're going to be a catalyst for change, because that is what's happening right now. Like our roots are, you know, there's some uprooting going on in the big time in the world. So I love how you mentioned, you know, when the body's like stacking on pounds too, you've always put that sense of like, well, your body's only really just trying to support you, right? It's creating a stronger foundation. And and with everything going on, a lot of it is, for one, we want a strong foundation. So our body will do anything possible to create that. And then another one is there's a lot of hard stuff to digest right now. So when we're talking about digestion, we know we both talk, it's beyond just digesting, you know, food. It's like, how well am I digesting this concept, this idea, the world as I knew it is changing before my eyes. And then there's just so much information out there. And what I would like for humanity, including myself as part of this, as we're all together in this, is when information comes out, might we be able to look at it with more open eyes? I know our fear comes into play. But when information is presented, what's happening right now is if it's some type of information that we don't want to hear, or it's not the way in which we know it, we want to shut it down. You know, automatic wall up. And even in the conversations, the way that I'm seeing things presented on social media in the world as we know it, is that it is, you know, very difficult for there's this critical thinking to be happening between like, well, how might you come to that conclusion, you know? And I asked in one of my posts, I said, I would really love it if you could just ask me, how did I come to that conclusion? Because I want to do that for others. You know, I really do. I'm sincere about that, because with being, and I think that we're probably drawing in a lot of questioners, life seekers of truth and knowledge, even the hard truth that we sometimes want to kind of close our eyes to. Get me, I get all of that, because there's some times where I'm like, wow, these are some really hard truths. I'd rather not see them. But I think that we're going to probably attract a lot of people that are seekers. And so in that seeking, there's that willingness maybe to see the hard truths and to be out there in maybe a different format, but yeah,
absolutely. And you know, there's the another author, fantastic mind of our time, is Carolyn Miss, and she is currently doing a webinar that discusses the fact that we're in the time of a phoenix. You know, self, the world, politics, medicine, the model, all of it. That there is, in as we all know with the phoenix, that it has to burn to become new. And I keep pulling, I think I showed this to you, I keep pulling oracle cards that talk about rebirth and a time for a new reflection and a new sense of power. And even when we look at politically, you know, there's so much appropriate action taking place right now, even if you disagree with what's taking place, because it's the catalyst. It is the mechanism of action that will create change. And therefore it's necessary. And whether it be friction, whether it be trauma, whether it's going to be the losses, even things like mandation of vaccination and treatment plans and this opinion, this bit of information, we are, as we kind of discussed earlier, we're like unmasking, even though we're now all wearing masks. And some of us aren't, and some of us are, but that's a whole other topic, is that that it's a necessary catalyst for rebirth. You, even in the forest, you know, you got the manzanita that cannot seed without fire. And so there is this renaissance that's happening, not the 15th century, you know, renaissance, but this new way that's bringing about a new model. And that's even something you and I both were talking about recently in the we versus the me. And then there's Jupiter and Saturn that's rotating every 20 or in conjunction every 20 years. And then there's this we and me thing that seems to change around every 20 years. But I don't see it. It can't be a black and white. Nothing actually is a black and white discussion, because, you know, if you think about There's the school of thought about, like, you know, let's just say vaccination, which I won't give my personal opinions on, but that everyone should do it. Come with us. It's part of the we should all do this for the betterment of everyone. And then there's the other notion that says, well, if vaccination works, then there's those people who cannot, and everyone's still going to be fine because your vaccination is helping. And therefore those who choose not to, or they, then people say they're the part of the problem. And then, but we actually have medical doctors, their lives are being threatened. If you're not wearing a mask, when you walk into anywhere, or if you're not wearing a mask and driving in your car alone, you are looked at with like eye daggers, you know, because that's all you can see. You can't see their face anymore. So it's just, you know, just eye opinions and the lack of compassion for understanding. And then there's the other side, like, okay, I'll wear this, you know, for an understanding that it makes you feel safer. But we should not be at war with people, even if they have a differing opinion on treatment, on prevention, on lifestyle. There's so much personal civil war happening amongst people, and we should really be more coming together. And where I feel like our personal responsibility for coming together is all about you individually, therefore me individually, the self-reflection, the recognition that I, you know, if you gained any weight, that if thank you very much for listening, I needed some support. I'm good now. And I'm ready to eat some fresh light foods with the spring and taking care of the body and keep getting adequate sleep and adequate rest and meditation and all the things that are your personal responsibility, and not being so outward and externally triggered and blaming everybody else, because that's really what, I mean, what did you call it? You had a perfect, oh, the lion's den. You had a lion's den experience.
I know. And I bet a lot of us have, where we kind of go out there sharing information that maybe is against or opposing the mainstream narrative, right? So I would call it. There's a mainstream narrative, and it really is. And I would ask all of us to think, if anything is painted very black and white, maybe we really need to rethink that thought process, because we might want to consider that there's very much a divide and conquer. Is very apparent, maybe not in a war physically, but maybe the war on information. And so we pit people against people. When we start to do that, I think we maybe are really, you know, not empowering ourselves. And so there's a better way to go about this. And so, yeah, in the lion's den, those are some tough moments when you're just giving maybe an idea that's outside of the narrative. And might we all just consider, when we hear something that's outside of our normal narrative, could we look at that as an opportunity to expand? Like, maybe, you know, sitting with information and seeing how it feels intuitively, because our gut instincts right now, because there's so much information that we're going to be really, I think, called to ask our gut for a lot of help right now, because there is, you know, the potential for information where that is very much bought information, or so there's this idea that, you know, there's, yeah, a lot around, you know, when we put out something different than the narrative, like, how might we ask questions about that, or see that, you know, and with all of this information out there, I just think that having the compassion, if someone has a mask on, like, wow, I trust that human that they do what's right for them. Because in some countries, that's exactly what's happened. They allow their people to, in multiple countries, to choose based upon what they felt they knew they needed to do. So there was no mandation kind of thing. And in that, you know, and so it was like, you know, some are going to naturally, you know, put on a mask, they're going to quarantine, and those that feel okay about being outside, they're going to manage their lives kind of in their own way. And so from a yogic perspective, I, you know, coming back to that, because it's so much about self-study, is that oftentimes we'll talk about this in yoga in class, that no two people can need to look the same in their warrior pose, or that the pathways are many. And there's many ways to get to the top of the mountain. And so if someone's doing that in a way that looks different than, you know, the way you're doing it, might we consider that they're going about their life the way that they feel like they need to at the moment? And it might change from day to day, because I know from when, you know, all of this has happened with quarantine and being, you know, when it first happened, to like, okay, wait a minute, what's going on? So looking at all different dialogues, looking down, you know, rabbit holes, and seeing what's, you know, what is this all about? Well, how I feel about it then versus each week can change, and we can allow ourselves to kind of change and feel out things as they are, and then trust that people, for the most part, we want to pit people against people, but really might we see that everyone operates the way that is differently, but they're operating the way that they feel confident and safe in, and that works at that moment.
Right. Yeah, just the giving people the permission to do what's right for them. I love that you pointed out the various countries. I recently shared an article that includes world news articles, including in other languages that you have to download a translator to be able to read them, that really shows there's some incredibly different approaches being had with various levels of what is deemed as success, which is, again, another personal in some people on a very simplistic way. Success is how much money you have, and other people it's, you know, how much family you have. And I mean, there's so many different interpretations of that as well. But yeah, there, people are doing it differently, but we are very resistant. And the reason why is we're generating all of our actions out of fear. So if we can, like you said, you know, coming down to the gut feeling and the intuition, and really where the evolution of me, taking personal responsibility for my own health, and for the way that I give compassion to myself and others, will better the we. But the way that we're going to get there is through energy. And because you know how it feels without anybody saying anything, when you gather your senses, whether it be your intuition, the feelings between people, the eyes, the hatred, the judgment, things can sometimes not even be said, and you just knew that you just got completely evaluated and opinionated, where opinions were sent like, you know, arrows, and you felt it. That with energy, you can also send people healing. You can change. There's energy work by prayer and meditation that purify lakes. Like, and this is all through energy and intention. I think that the and compassion is energy. It's all about a level of energy that we need to start using as our greatest healer and activator for change anywhere. Because as a collective, where we hold our thoughts, you will see things come to fruition. Actions, you'll see it actually happen. Again, even just through things like placebo and nocebo effect, that it's been so proven and verified. Why don't we see that it translates to everything else? Is that the more you believe something can help you, the more likely that that is. The more you see that something can harm you, the more likely that that is. Then recognizing how that is, even when you start throwing out opinions and putting people in the lion's den who completely disagree with you and fervently hold that, and then they start to attack you individually instead of, like you said, self-evaluating and asking, why do I so much oppose what this person is saying? You know, where is the trigger? And where some triggers I've really seen, and you know, I've talked about, is when people are really triggered by a vaccination conversation, and yet someone has a firsthand experience. You really can't tell that person it didn't happen, can you? Like, that's their personal experience, and that level of personal experience marks them so much forever, that somebody else who hasn't, they've only been told by their doctor, they've only been told by this study, but like you said, you know, there's so much bought information, but here's the biggest news, is there so much censored information? I would be more interested what's censored in the world, and what is taboo and what is not discussed, because that is likely where people are most threatened by, because you're often threatened by the truth that hurts.
Ooh, such good point. And when there's this idea too that people call out the wrongdoing, why are they the first ones discredited? You know, I see that often, and there's this amazing TED talk about this, and I forget the term that it's used, but it's where you have someone calling out the wrongdoing. They say, oh, this establishment's corrupt, or this data is not quite correct. And then you have about 10 publications that say, oh, no, protecting the establishment, but discrediting the wrongdoing. Yeah. And so that's something to look at, like, as if we can be really critical thinkers and and just, you know, really investigate a little bit more beyond the surface. And
Mm-hmm.
that will create a more healthy foundation. And as we start to really consider this very basic human right, is that I have the right to show up and live my life in a way that honors my root system. And those roots might look different for everybody. And so when we, you know, someone might get the same diagnosis, and I've seen this so often. And when I have work with one-on-one clients, I say, so proud of you for investigating what you want to do. Because you know what? I've never seen somebody just, well, I have seen a little bit of this where you might just go out of fear to one diet, you know, one plan, just
mm-hmm.
because it's based on that, which I have seen.
Mm-hmm.
But I always ask clients not to. And I ask them to just consider that you have options and
mm-hmm.
really investigate it and follow your truth. And you're going to be guided along your path to find the exact way that it's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that those two plans, you know, you might have one, you know, student client going one direction because they feel really aligned with a certain type of protocol, and another might be a total different one. Those two don't need to point fingers at each other, right? They can honor that the body is unique, the way that they process life, the way that they need to heal their body. Like, why are we told that there's only one way to heal the body?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just gotten to a point in the United States, especially I've heard from, because I've done quite a bit of traveling, that there's a really narrow narrative, and maybe it's beyond United States, I don't know, but there's a narrow narrative. And so we need to come to, you know, follow the money, possibly could be a good
mm-hmm.
way to figure out what, where information's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do that with all my articles. It's like investigating and really searching out if someone, you know, I remember there was this article around, coconut oil not being
mm-hmm.
good for you, and it
right.
you know, but then I, you know, started to research who wrote that
mm-hmm.
and why, you
yeah.
know. So it
studies
was
on aspartame too, and I can't remember the exact percentage, so do note that this percentage is me just giving an example. It was like 95% of the studies said that it's completely wonderful, it's never going to harm you, and all of them were funded by companies that benefit aspartame. And then there's like the 5% research that says that it's not, and those were independent research. It's like to
wow.
look at, yeah, to eat, when you said follow the money, to really understand what that means is that whether it be a blog piece you're reading and understanding who wrote the blog, but also medical studies, people get so caught up that this got published in JAMA, like, so therefore it's valid. Well, when you said consider other people and follow the money, one thing that I would love for people to do, like you asked, you wish they would have asked you where you came about your stance, it's for people to try. And maybe I think this way because I am a writer for so long and I had to write on pieces I knew nothing about. I wrote for wine magazines. I knew nothing about winemaking, but I need now to ask enough of the right questions so that I understand it in a position enough to write it from a sense of authority. And therefore, people who disagree with what you have to say, why don't they investigate it as if they have to plead your case? You will find research on both ways. You will find enough information for both cases to be believable, but you have made your stance why, how, and from what experience. And if you follow the money, it often can help you even more to find like, oh, wow, I totally believe these people until I found out that they were funded by the people who want to sell the product, you know?
Yes. Oh, that's such a great way to investigate and critically think. And what we might ask all of ourselves at this time, too, is that many of the foundations in which have been established may be being uprooted for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So we may, as much as that's uncomfortable, as long as we can, you know, there's going to be maybe some shakedown in the world as we know it. And might we ask that maybe is there some upgrading that could happen in all of our systems, education to to our healthcare systems,
mm-hmm.
to government, that as these things are happening, the more that we want to establish a really nice, firm foundation within ourselves that feels
mm-hmm.
really connected and supported, because in everything we are supported. There is in holistic health and in spirituality that we might really call upon. All of holistic health means to call upon, right? The physical,
mm-hmm.
the mental, the emotional, all of those aspects of ourselves, and be compassionate that, you know what, today I'm feeling a little emotional. You know, I've definitely had those times where it's like there's a lot to digest right now. So I'm like, you know what, body and mind, you've taken on a lot today. It's time to put the computer and the all the stuff aside right now and walk outside. Have a good cry, have a good silence. Stillness is really good. And be compassionate with ourselves and really get authentic in why we're feeling fearful, distraught. Because the more self-evaluation we're going to take, the less pointing the finger and the more compassion we're going to have for our own life and own world. But then realizing, you know what? I have compassion for my neighbor. I have compassion for everyone around me. And even those that, in Facebook land, that we tend to want to have a lack of compassion for, including myself, because there's always this, like, when we get behind a screen, there's a little more less tact that goes on, but that all of that is happening because people are feeling scared. And so when we look at like the underlying, like, oh, it's all coming down to fear, then we will naturally have more compassion for people.
And a resource that I think could really help with that is tapping, EFT.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a great way because it allows you to feel what you feel because no one can tell you differently about what you feel. And fear is going to come up. Even all the people who you see as the experts, those who you look to, whoever that is, as they've got it figured out. There's no doubt that we've all experienced a level of fear, and then we have hopefully self-evaluated and came to our decisions about how we now feel and how to eliminate that fear because we all know about what it does to the immune system and your sleep and your sense of personal power. But where I would invite the listeners to really check is if they have actually found their fear and hold their stance only from external means. Meaning, I've been told this, and this news media says this, and on social media they say that, and therefore I feel this. If you haven't taken the step to say, I've come from this information from various sources, how do I feel about it? What resonates with me? What feels true? And if you feel any level of discordance, then check that. Go look for things about that. Go have find areas if you'd like that validate that, or just rely completely on yourself because I have no doubt that you have the innate intelligence and that we really should be turning off the television and going within. And that's that me part. And then it comes down to energy because energy is it's everything. It's literally everything. But it's the area where healing takes place. For yourself and for everyone around you. And we all know what it feels like behind the energy of a smile. And I recently saw a little kid, her parents, excuse me, were wearing masks. And I was at a mask because I was in this place that you can't go in without one. And a little girl, she's talking to me and is super happy and talking. And I said to her parents, I was like, and she was holding an infant, and I was like, and he was staring at me, this little baby. And I was like, I'll bet the world looks real different because you can't see people smiling anymore. And good thing that, for a lot of some people, maybe not everyone, eyes smile. And I can feel, and I've been trying this like a little personal experiment. Like you're walking by a person, are they smiling at me right now? Like you can't see their face, and you can feel it. Like try it. Like, they are or they aren't, and then sometimes you see it in their eyes, but maybe having a certain our visual senses are being somewhat limited by us being covered. But there are so many other senses you have, and that includes news. Like there's so much news being covered, but use your senses, you can find out, use energy and you can decipher. But it all comes down to self-study and self-evaluation. And I know this is a longer podcast than we normally go for when there's so much more to talk about, but I don't know. Shall we wrap it up for this one? And if you've had questions that came up of things we've talked about, you want us to expand on anything in particular, the selfstudyproject@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and for tuning in and for reflecting because that's why you're on this podcast.
Yes, thank you for being with us. And just remember that fear is a very basic instinct, and the idea of fear is to bring us to safety. to safety. So,
Safety.
yeah. So, and just keep noticing if I'm in fear and I keep going to hysteria, how can I pull myself to safety? Because we can do that. So, we'll look forward to more podcasts in the future with all of you.
Yes, take care.
Thank you for listening to the Self Study Project, a podcast to deepen your practice through reflection, with co-hosts Jenna Baird and Stephanie Gibson. Subjects cover holistic health, nutrition, yoga, philosophy, spirituality, astrology, parenting, relationships, conscious living, sustainable practices, and so much more. At no time does this podcast offer medical advice and is for educational purposes only. It remains your decision to pursue any information and do not hold your hosts or their guests liable. More information available at theselfstudyproject.com.